get that. So,
what you got for us?
I was thinking, dog, like, if, like, what would happen if you would have did the shit you wanted to do as a kid, right? You all start thinking, like, damn.
You start to realize as you get older, that shit,
it ain't happening. So me, for example, bro, I wanted to be a damn jeweler, bro. Like, anybody you ask, I will go to, they'll ask me, right? I'll go to my, like, yeah, I'm trying to be a jeweler. I want to be a jeweler. I'm trying to make jewelry, diamonds, chains, rings, watches,
custom
all
that. Cuts.
Yeah, all that. Man.
That's hard.
I seen the money, bro. And I like, you know, little kids like shiny things, seen them diamonds. I'm like, them look kind of nice.
For real.
What about you, though, dog?
Bro, like, honestly, I ain't really have, like, a, you know, like, a specific, like, when I was younger. Like, when I got to high school and middle school, or high school for sure, I wanted to do kind of what I'm doing now, but, like, I'm just not at that point yet. Like, I wanted to train. I wanted to have my own facility, like, own a gym. More of, like, an athletic performance center, but before all that, like, when I really didn't, like, when I was young, like elementary, maybe, I always wanted to be like on camera, low key, nigga. Like, I wanted to, like, but like, not like, no, like, I didn't want to act.
Yeah.
Cause I felt like that was like artificial. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted to be like, I loved watching MTV Cribs and watching like the celebrities I really fuck with, like, shit like that. So, like, I wanted to do, like, I wanted to be in a documentary, nigga. Like, I wanted to have my own, or, like, be a part of one.
Yeah.
I wanted to, like, create music videos, shit like that. Like, I used to, like, me and Zoe used to, like, dance and sing in front of a camera, like.
You probably still got the footage, huh?
Yeah, I don't know, but I got, my mom be throwing shit away, though, so I doubt it.
That's a good practice. That is really good practice. Yeah. Throw shit away.
Right.
So niggas don't be throwing shit away.
Nope. But yeah, that's what I wanted to do. I couldn't really put my finger on what it was, but like, I don't know. I really fucked with that. Like the realness of it, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, that's me.
Y'all, oh wait,
our discussions,
it's on you, huh? Or is it on,
we doing it together this shit?
Oh, look at me trying to be independent and shit. My bad.
Hey,
we are back,
you feel me? We,
yeah, it's do our discussions, man.
You know what it is. I'm Bryce.
I'm Tev,
and we here, season 7, episode 2.
7-2,
man. Mental state past 7. Past due our discussions week.
I get that bitch like an 8, bro.
Okay.
Like a smooth little
that's
8.
Smooth.
Yeah.
I'll say I'm at a 6. It's been a wild ass due our discussions week, y'all. My fucking car got totaled.
Yeah.
By a semi truck with hella cars on it. I'm trying to get this new whip.
Yeah, that's fucked.
Trying to pay bills. So.
Amongst other shit.
Right. So it's just it's been a week to say the least. sure.
You still here on the on these two.
Still here. But first segment. Latest news, hip hop culture.
Some of the late. Oh damn, that just reminded me about some sad shit, bro. I'll talk about that later, though.
All right. But just to give kind of the recap, or like the leading up to the point of the news, the baby who's had a baby with Danny Lay. They've been kind of. You know, the baby is the baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In every aspect of his life.
Every single one.
And I mean, he and her go back and forth, you feel me? Like, had a whole episode of them on live and he trying to kick her out of the house.
Yeah, it was some crazy shit.
Some wild shit. Been talking shit, whatever, back and forth. Her brother gets on social media, she talking her, he talking his shit, talking about, I need a fair one, blah, 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 blah. Basically, like, you know, nigga, we gonna have to throw hands, da, da, da. And I'm pretty sure he, like, a training fire, right? Like,
I don't know what he do. The bro was like, when I see you, it's on site.
Right. So, they see each other.
Yep.
At a bowling alley in LA. Of all places, like, nigga, y'all, this is where this is happening at?
This is where everything is happening at.
And now I'm thinking about it. This shit could have got a lot worse. About if a bowling ball would have got grabbed. Got
thrown.
So, video shows. Crowded is fucking the bowling alley, first of all. The baby is with
a gang of niggas. Like a gazillion niggas, bro.
A gang of niggas. Like a whole grip of niggas with him.
Like a grip. If y'all ain't got it by now, it was a lot of niggas.
It was a lot of niggas. Bills, Brandon Bills is Danny Lay's brother's stage name, whatever. Seemed like he by his damn self. They see each other. Well, all we can see from the video is the beginning of the interaction, really. The baby is behind like three of his niggas.
Yeah.
Pops out, sneaks the nigga.
Yeah.
They're standing like at the line of the bowling, like
the approach.
Yeah, right at the approach. And the nigga like slips, he sneaks him, hit him in the face, whatever. The nigga takes a step back, stumbles back, but slides onto the damn
lane because bowling lanes have
oil. I'm all looking at Tev for all the fucking the technical terminology of the bowling.
That shit got oil. It's the most slippery part of the damn shit.
So the nigga goes down, obviously.
Yeah.
I really don't think he got tagged the way it looked.
Nah, a nigga slipped.
He slides. They all go after him.
Literally.
They're all sliding. It looked like a fucking like comedy movie.
For sure.
Like some real like Three Stooges type shit. Yeah, like for everybody real. Everybody's sliding. They trying to swing. They trying to do that. Like
he's sliding, swinging, and missing. Right.
And they all on top of him, trying to be at least. He's down. He's trying to just get his footing.
Yeah, to get up and move. First slip,
like they go down, like they flip over to the next, you know, lane. The biggest nigga, which must have been security.
Yeah.
Grabs him, gets enough of a hold to nigga like,
sling that nigga, slamming.
You feel me? Like over his head, I feel like slammed. Nigga,
his feet was dangling, hit the ground hard as fuck.
Right, the baby swinging. This nigga socking him in like the back of his back and shit. Yeah. Like not even really connecting. Then them niggas walk off. This nigga trying to get his foot and get up, start following. And then at that point, niggas is standing in between, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And it's like,
I guess that was a hit. That was it.
So, but just the fact of like, so let's talk about the real reason I wanted to bring it up was just because when you ask for a fair one, nigga, it's all in the name, nigga. Fair one.
Yeah. I need that fair fade.
You need to be fair.
Yeah.
And it's one.
One. Yeah.
So, I don't know. That just, like, seemed like a real like some weak shit to
That's me. A little bitch move.
Yeah, for real. Especially if you're going to sneak him and then let your boys jump him. Like,
and then you're going to walk up. Bro walked off like he was putting in work or something.
Right. And that shit ain't sit right with me, like, at all. And that's kind of like, and just the way, I mean, the Rebbe has carried himself up to this point, like, he get away with shit.
Yeah.
And that ain't nobody's fault. I mean, it's somebody's fault.
No, holding that grown ass man accountable. It's people around him.
People around him, and then even the people that he get put in front of. Like, he going to court, nigga, so y'all just letting him skate or letting him pay bail and whatever. Like,
yeah.
And I'm never going, you know, stand behind the law and stand behind the judicial system or justice, whatever. Yeah. But at some point, like, if it was a regular nigga that did all that, nigga's over with.
Yeah, he's going to jail.
It's over with.
Yeah. Shit. That nigga, Allen Iverson, when he was in high school, bro, I think he was a senior or something. Or was he in college at the time? But him and his homies that went bowling, him and the team, some niggas from across town. Oh, he was in high school, too. He was a senior. Across town, didn't fuck with. They ended up having this big ass brawl in the bowling alley, bro. That nigga got arrested. His homies got arrested. The niggas fucked up, like, tables. I don't know if they was hitting each other with bowling balls.
Even shit. More recently, Alvin Kamara, right?
Mm.
Pro Bowl weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Gets into an altercation, beats the nigga ass.
Chill.
Never any previous nothing. Like, nobody's ever seen Kamara do nothing.
None in the headlines.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he hasn't fucked with nobody. He hasn't. That's not his fucking brand at all.
Yeah, that's not what bro does.
But this nigga goes to jail for 5 years.
They gave that nigga five?
Five.
Damn, I thought he just went for like the night or something.
Five, nigga.
Damn.
They sentenced him to 5 years.
So that nigga's not playing ball no more.
What, bro? Like, damn. So it's like, who? Like, how do you...
Yeah.
Like, where's the scale at in this shit? Like, how does that translate to this for him and this for him? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it don't.
So that's
only thing I would say. One happened in L.A. One happened in Vegas. Seemingly in L.A., just cops don't give a fuck.
Apparently. You
know, out there, they might care a little more. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Who knows if the fucking police even got called out here at the bowling alley. Right. Shit, you know?
Exactly.
They might just be like, y'all just gotta go.
The shit on tape, bro. Yeah. It's like, we ain't even seen Alvin Kamara shit.
Nah.
We have no clue.
Nothing. Nothing. No clue what happened.
So, that's that, bro. But, yeah, that shit ain't sit right with me at all. Shit, next thing I wanted to speak on was actually, let's go to music notes and we'll come back to this.
Yeah. Music notes. My music note this week is off a newer project. It's off of Call Me If You Get Lost. Shit came out June 25th, last year, 2021. It's Tyler. Tyler created, if y'all don't know who Tyler is. But this song specifically holds a near and dear space in me and Bryce's heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's one
shout
of the.
Shout out to
the
city.
Yeah, shout out to the Biddy, man. As a homegirl, Fauna. Y'all was in the same class and shit, huh?
Yeah, we played on the same flag football team. She used to have them wheels, nigga.
On me.
She fast as fuck.
On me.
Fast, nigga. Like, nigga, gone.
Damn.
Burning the shit out, niggas.
Yeah.
Like man, the real scurries, nigga.
Then he was probably loving her on the team.
Man.
All that to say, she's on the song. It's called, well, she's on the second half of what this song is. First half is called Sweet. Second half is called I Thought You Wanted to Dance. And that's the part that I really fuck with. Brent Faiyaz is on the first half of the song, or the first song. She's on the second half.
The back end. There she is.
Yeah, there she go.
Try.
Yeah, shout out Fauna, man.
Fauna.
Make that beautiful ass song.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I chose that shit. I fuck with it, bro. It's a love song, for sure. They say, what makes you think I'm not in love?
Yeah.
Just talking about, like, I guess being alone in a relationship when somebody else is, like, like trying to pull you in, but you still feel like you by yourself.
We all felt that.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody felt that. And if you haven't, good luck, because it's coming.
Exactly. I know.
No way around that, bitch.
Nope. Mm-mm. It's coming, it's coming.
But yeah, just being alone in a relationship, dog. Shit's no fun. But
for real.
Makes use for beautiful music, so.
Absolutely. Hey, shout out Fauna. Shout out Pasadena.
Yeah.
Your girl. And shit. My song, On My Hometown by Dom Kennedy. Right when I pulled up, my nigga Tev said, shout out my nigga BH.
Yeah, you from my hometown.
And it's one of my it's probably my favorite project from him as a whole.
Mm.
This whole shit is just wavy. It's a vibe. Mm-hmm. It's really like the vibe that I feel Dom Kennedy is known for
mm-hmm.
sure. So,
oh,
and it's probably the most upbeat song on the album too.
For sure.
This was his first album actually.
His that first by Dom Kennedy? Album.
Yeah.
2015. Before I start this, I would like to say both the songs we chose today are two-part songs.
That's real.
You didn't even know that. Dude.
Two-parters.
Yep. Ready?
Let's do it.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Do it like this from my hometown. Nigga ABA from my hometown. Never got lost, never got found. I was in here the whole time with my nigga J Pound. That nigga was EA from my hometown. My big homie Lance J from my hometown. He was the first one to say Lamar Park on the track. Like little homie, kick back. Let me show you how to get down. And you know how I like to do when I'm off the cush, don't right, skip a car next year, get fresh, bro. You know they got spots on the water on the west coast. Cut off the khakis, make sure it's the dress code. You can take me around the world, put your name on the map. I can take you out to the beach, let you sit in my lap. If I take you out to eat, it might be a drive-through. Looking at my side, you don't scrape the curb. I just gotta repaint it, damn, that's my word. She wanna roll around with me and blow
lots of herb.
You want that second part in there too?
So my hometown.
Or just the first part?
Is it on this verse?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Dude.
That nigga BHA from my hometown.
There it is. We're good. But yeah, bro, that's my shit right there, first of all. I don't know if it's my favorite on there. Honestly, they all at like the same level for me when it comes to this album. I really fuck with it. But yeah, say my initials, BH.
Yeah, my nigga BH. Yeah, you from my hometown.
Straight out. But
this shit cold, bro. Cause y'all didn't even hear like my favorite part about the song.
What's that?
Nobody Else.
Go ahead. We want
fast forward it for a couple reasons.
The other night, you know, nice ass, nice breath.
Parked up, she got super vibe quick.
I was with a girl we met. Had to start taking my advice. So I don't chase nothing but a check. Even though it's being overrated. Why I keep the Virgin Mary on my neck. Cause I don't trust nothing else. OPM besides that, I don't fuck with nothing else.
Sample crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust nothing else. OPM besides that, I don't fuck with nothing else. I don't trust nothing else. OPM had my back when I ain't had nobody else.
Yeah.
Then this shit finna go crazy.
Yeah.
That nigga Dom. Cold, boy. Cold.
His production crazy.
Yeah, so if y'all didn't know, this man sampled or whoever produced this shit sampled at Summer Madness, Cool in the Gang. Mm-hmm. That shit go. Or don't know who sampled it. I mean, produced it.
Yep. So.
Oh.
Huh.
Before we go any further.
Right here, we have to cover this.
Yep.
And y'all know it's coming if you really fuck with us.
Yep.
We
do not
own the rights
to this
music
that y'all just heard.
One more time.
We
do not
own the
rights
to this music
because we just like it.
All yeah, right? We just like
that's it. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
We shouting them out.
Yep.
We putting them on the board.
Yep.
That's about it.
Yep. They features in music notes.
It's not my shit. It's not his shit. It's nope. Not we shit.
Nope. Not belong to do ag discussion at all.
At all. So get that straight.
Yep. And if if y'all didn't know, now you know.
Hey, we might as well drop the news that.
Oh, yeah, might as well.
We got Durag Discussions Radio coming at you.
Yep, shit coming soon.
Y'all gonna understand it when it comes.
Yep.
We gonna have 2 episodes dropping a week, God willing.
Yep.
So be ready for that.
It's gonna be some really good stuff. Hope y'all are ready.
So if y'all love the music notes and y'all love the shit we pick and the vibe we put on, it's going to be more of it.
Yeah, it's going to be even better.
Bigger scale.
Yeah, bigger surplus.
You feel me? So, stay tuned for that.
Hell yeah.
Now, I wanted to go into, I was speaking about my car getting totaled this week. I might as well run through the story real quick.
Yeah, go ahead, bro. I'd like to hear it again.
I was on my way to, go work. I exited the freeway. There's an intersection of light at the freeway, or like at the exit. At the end of the exit to enter onto the street, sitting at the light, it's a double left turn. I'm on the left side. There's next to me on the right side of the left turning lane is a semi truck with car carry on it. The ones that you see with the brand new cars, about 10 of them could fit on the back of that motherfucker. We start turning left. He starts coming into my lane. I tap on the brakes a little bit because I'm like, well, damn, like, this nigga all in my shit. Like, hold on, let me just let him go through.
Yeah.
As I'm, slowing down, trying to let him just go by, he must not have seen me or he just didn't give a fuck. Back of the trailer, scraped the whole back of my car into the side, kind of spun me, not spun me, but like, pivoted me over and
maneuvered the car, my shit up shit, yeah.
To say, to leave it at that, fuck my shit up. I follow him a little bit, take the next left, because that was like the immediate turn. I followed him behind, I'm honking, no stopping. He's still rolling. I'm able to get a picture of the license plate on the trailer. My car at this point, I'm like, nigga, back of my bumper is buzzing up against the back of my tire. All I hear is he takes a right. I follow him on the right. I'm thinking, okay, you gonna pull over, nigga? Like, what's the deal? He doesn't. I gotta pull over because I'm like, I don't know how far my shit from the roll.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I'm still in the car, so I don't see the damage outside. My rearview mirror is pushed in. Like, so I'm like, I don't know what my shit looking like. I don't know if I got shit leaking. Like, yeah. I don't know. So, long story short, I didn't make it to work with a client. I let him know. I sent him a picture. I'm like, yo, I'm not going to make it, but this is what happened.
Yeah.
And I think, like, I'm sitting there waiting for police to pull up for the police report. I'm waiting for Geico to hit me back with the insurance information and pickup and all that shit. But while I'm waiting, the client's father texts me and he goes, yeah, everything good, blah blah blah. I'm like, yeah, it's cool. It's like, it's straight. Like, I honestly wasn't even like too fucked up about it because it was like, it wasn't my fault. Shit gonna get resolved. This is why we have insurance, yeah. Right? But he texts me, I'm like, oh, when he asked me, like, is everything, like, you good, blah, blah, blah. He's like, man, that sucks. I'm like, and I say this specifically, and I actually wrote down the notes right after I got off, like, the message with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's all good. It's life. He's like, yeah, still sucks. I'm like, definitely does. Mm. And that just was like kind of a moment where it's like, you know, when you try to just, you're trying to be positive, right?
Yeah.
And I was being positive.
Sure.
But it's the reality of the situation versus what your mindset is, right? Like, my mindset was, okay, like, you know what? Everything's good. Like, I'm seeing the bright side in it. It's cool. It's going to get fixed. I got insurance. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. It wasn't my fault.
Yeah. It's going to work out.
Right. It's going to work out. I mean, God got me. Whatever, right? But the reality of the situation was, man, this shit fucking sucks. Yeah. Like, and he kind of like helped me realize, like, damn, like, there's two sides to everything still. Like, you could have this mindset, but in all reality, I'm standing next to a car that is fucked up.
Yep.
And I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't know who it was.
Yeah.
The motherfucker took off, kept driving, didn't stop for shit. Like, it's a fucked up situation.
Yeah.
But just trying to, you know, keep my positivity in it. Like what can, like, what, anything you want to add to that? Like, just.
For sure. First, I want to commend you for that, sir.
Hmm.
Keeping that positive attitude above, even when.
I chalk it up to do our discussions.
Hey.
And therapy.
Yeah. you probably have still been chasing that nigga right now.
Hell yeah. Fuck all that, nigga. Bring God back here. I'd have been throwing shit at this motherfucker.
Shit. Oh, shit.
I'd have tried to fuck up them cars on the back.
But. Even when somebody was trying to, like, bring it back down to, like, yeah, that shit sucks.
Mm-hmm.
You still, like, nah, we gonna be good. Like, straight up.
Yeah.
When you, I wrote, I don't even know what this is pertaining to, honestly. Yeah. So I just started thinking
Chef just heard the story today. Dude, yeah. And that shit happened on, I want to say the 3rd or the 4th.
Yeah.
Literally the day after we recorded, matter of fact. Or it might have been the day of, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that night. Because we recorded on a Friday last time, right?
That sounds right. Nah, yeah.
Yeah, so then, yeah, right after that, I headed to Calabasas, that's and I was telling crazy. You that. You told me, nigga, drive safe. Chan told me, drive safe. I went to see my girl. She's like, drive safe. But she usually says that, but then she said, drive safe again.
Yeah.
Then she said, please drive safe.
Yeah.
And I walked out of her crib like, I'm hearing drive safe while I'm driving before all that shit happened, bro.
Yeah.
While it was scraping my shit and I was getting spun and pulled, I'm like, I'm hearing drive safe in the back of my head.
So
I'm
like four different voices.
I heard that shit a lot today, nigga. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, so that shit was really fucking weird, nigga. Like, it was weird as fuck.
For sure. I started thinking about this shit in the instance of, like, paying stuff, right?
Mm.
So, like, it's all good. It's like, we know we gotta pay shit. Know it's coming up. No money gonna be gone. But
shit still fucking sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
I wish I could keep this and hold this, right?
Money come back, shit. Cars will come back. You feel me? Just like it's already in the works, bro.
That material stuff is just like it. It's meant to depreciate.
Yeah,
it's meant
to, that's what happens.
Go come. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, more important thing is like, it's like my life is still intact.
Exactly. Like you, I'm breathing. You was straight.
My body ain't fucked up. Walked out that bitch
straight.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Those are things you can't just grow back and, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit sucks, but you know, it's part of it. Life and
car trouble.
It always can be worse type shit, right? Always. Yeah. That's always a
fuck a little. Oh.
But yeah, I just wanted to talk on that. It actually turned out to be a full little segment. Yeah. I like that.
As far as car trouble goes, that's like the worst kind of trouble to be in.
Facts.
Honestly.
Especially it's the most inconvenient for sure.
That's what it is. Yeah. It might not be the worst. It's the most inconvenient for sure. Damn, thank you.
All right.
I really hate that shit, bro. Even when my gas light come on, like, oh, damn, I need to get gas, bro. Fuck.
Especially when actually, you like, I gotta go do right something. Now. I gotta get some gas too, matter of fact.
Hey, I gotta do something. I gotta get like, right yeah. now, my car's gas light is on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I just gotta stop.
Gas $5 at that. So it's really yeah. like, fuck,
yeah. yeah. California, that shit.
Again?
LA County, that shit is awesome. Shit, boy.
Like, again? Bro, really?
I'm like, goddamn, again? But like, it's part of it.
Yeah.
Niggas just need to boss up, get some electric cars, bro. Say, fuck, gas.
Man, bro.
But, you should have got an electric car. Hell nah, no, you drive too much.
Yeah, whoa, that's, I don't know where the next charging station is. Like,
in between.
Man, I'm not. I can't do that. I can't.
Feel you. There's more gas station than there is charging stations.
My life is too fast for me to be like, okay, let me go sit at a charging station for two hours. Like, nah, bro. I don't have it.
Let me go
like
get 100 miles real quick.
Yeah, like, I don't have it like that, bro. I don't.
I feel.
But we got, you know. We gotta go into the sports.
Yeah.
It's only right.
Yeah.
First of all, we can go to the Super Bowl, man.
Yeah, we can start the Super Bowl.
We did it.
Y'all did it.
We did it.
Even though I was cheering for, well, about 98% of the team's downfall.
Right.
It was a couple things.
For the last episode, you said you was going for the Bengals.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm praying on 98% of y'all downfall. Yeah, I'm still rooting against you niggas.
Nah, bro. They did a good job, bro.
All right, that was a good-ass game.
It was a good game.
You can't be mad at that shit at all. That was a good-ass good game, Super Bowl.
And we win. It's a win-win in my book.
Yep.
Jalen Ramsey, we're going to have a discussion, nigga.
This nigga yeah.
gave Tom Brady his last touchdown. Have you seen the picture of the very last play when Aaron Donald seals it, right, with the sack? There's a full picture of the field.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Ramsey is on the ground while Ja'Marr Chase is wide open on a go ball.
What?
The nigga is on the ground, bro. So if he had any type of time, right? If Joe Burrow would have gotten a little more time, if Aaron Donald would have tripped, nigga,
yeah.
if anything, we would not be talking about, nigga,
the Rams.
The job Rams.
That's
and I feel like that's the only week. And what did I say last week? Jalen Ramsey is the slowest in the secondary. Yep, that one right there. He's
damn.
On the fucking floor.
Yeah, this nigga's like laying down, looking back.
And Ja'Marr Chase is on the fucking 32, 33 yard line yeah. going into towards his
straight
end zone.
To the end zone.
Wide open.
Damn. What happened on the other side was Uzama was in the slot, the tight end. Mm-hmm. David was guarding him. They had a one ran a slant, two ran a slant, three was Uzama. He ran a quick out. So they had two slant out combo. They were all in press man. David was on Uzama. The first slant or the second number two slant
yep.
comes in. Instead of David running away, Uzama, he pulls back and goes with the slant, which shifted Joe Burrow's eyes, right? Because that was his first target, right? So
yeah.
David covered that spot up. But if he would have went to Uzama, it would have been first down, which would have been a very, very dangerous thing. But props to David, reading them eyes.
I was looking at it on. Like, bro, I feel like at a certain point, Ja'Marr Chase even caught a fucking hitch at one point. Which, I mean, you can't guard every hitch. That's impossible, right? Yep. Jalen Ramsey, you got to make the tackle, bro. Like, he just was not playing well all postseason.
Yeah, he didn't have the best postseason. Especially not
as a
Super
DB
Bowl.
And,
yeah,
like, seeing.
Supposed to be number one.
Bro,
supposed to be number one.
As much shit as you talking, bro, like, you got to back that shit up.
Yeah.
The paycheck ain't going to do enough.
Yeah. He,
you got to earn that shit still.
He let out. Between the Bengals receiver corps that Ramsey was guarding, he led up 160 receiving yards.
Ramsey? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. Come on, bro.
One of them was it like a ticky-tack Cardo with T. Higgins that was top of the – oh, that was this. top of the second half. Remember that first play out, Joe Burrow threw the bomb to T. Higgins. But when he grabbed Jalen Ramsey's face mask and like pushed him down because it was an underthrow.
Yeah.
I was looking at that shit. My dad, he was like, yeah, I was telling you, dude, Ramsey was going to get toast. I'm like, there's no way that he just got burned like that. Bro, then they rewinded it.
But like every time it seems like, first of all, this nigga be looking back at the quarterback when the ball's in the air.
Yeah.
What are you looking at him for? Yeah. He threw it. Like, yeah. It's gone. Like,
nothing else to look at.
Like, what do you think the ball's going? Yeah. Like, and then just like, he always seemed like he's stumbling at that point of like,
he's in like recovery mode.
Right. And it's like, nigga, get your fucking feet under you and
get your eyes right.
Right.
And then you be straight.
Shit bothered the fuck out of me. But hey, we did it. We saved that nigga ass. At the end of the game, like after, like before the ceremony and all that, this nigga walking around with his shirt on, like
Mopey.
Behind the camera and shit. Like, yeah, nigga, you're welcome. The fuck? Thank God you have Aaron Donald and fucking Von Miller on the fucking defensive front.
Yeah.
Speaking about the Rams and who they got.
So, quarterback, Matt Stafford. Like sports commentators, right? They're trying to give this man a damn gold jacket.
Oh, chill.
Thank you, bro. So,
because there was one play when Van Jefferson was in the back of the end zone and we were in the red zone.
Wide open.
That nigga almost gave me a damn heart attack. I said, nigga, if we don't score on this drive, I'm going to come find you personally, yeah, bro.
Real.
Like,
for real.
Come on, bro.
That man was wide open. Like, all you had to do was just drop that bitch to him, bro.
That's it.
He ran.
You didn't even have to swing
right between
it. You could have just literally
dropped it, bro.
Free threw that motherfucker.
Straight to the back of the end zone.
You could have lobbed it. Nobody was around.
Nobody. He ran straight through and right behind the mic. That
stressed me out, bro.
And then the right outside line.
And then the safety came down.
Yeah.
So it's like, just drop it in, bro. Just drop it in. What are you trying to send a laser beam to the back of the end zone for?
Tripping. So, what's that man's name? Richard Sherman. Was pissed off about people trying to get this man the damn. Well, if you don't know what a gold jacket is, it's a Hall of Fame. They were trying to say he's
too soon. We have two more Super Bowls, or at least take us there.
They act like he didn't have 13 horrible seasons with the Lions. Like,
right.
And
the nigga had Calvin Johnson for most of that shit.
Exactly. So your Hall of Fame debate is not there. You can't win a Super Bowl. No, it's not. It's not at all.
Not valid.
And that's all Richard Sherman was saying. Like, there's no way. Like, you can't just go to this. You got to look at career. Like, from top of the career to where this man is now.
Mm-hmm.
If it's Hall of Fame worthy, cool. But hell
it's
no.
It's like getting put on an all-star team and just saying, like, oh, he's a Hall of Famer now. No.
No. He's an all-star.
It's like saying fucking Leonard Fournette is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
No, the nigga came to the Buccaneers.
Yep.
Then Tom Brady got there.
Yep.
Yeah, he did some great things when Tom Brady got there, but that doesn't make him a Hall of Famer.
Nope. Won a Super Bowl. Is he Hall of Fame? No.
No.
He's a Super Bowl champion.
You can't put Matt Stafford next to fucking Dan Marino.
No.
Fucking Joe Montana.
Nah.
Steve Young.
Nope.
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
No.
You can't.
If he wasn't in that conversation when he was in Detroit, there's still an Aaron Rodgers. There's still, nigga, everyone, nigga, like.
That are in front of him.
Right. So you can't. I don't think that's it's not valid.
No.
It's not valid.
It's not.
But speaking of Aaron Rodgers, MVP.
And his Hall of Fame catalog.
Yeah. Do you agree with him being the MVP this season?
I do.
Yeah?
I do. Because I was actually watching Packers games this year, bro. And the shit he was doing, like the throws he was making was like second to none, dog.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've never seen anybody make these type of throws, dog.
I feel that. Because right? I wasn't watching any Packers games. I didn't see no Packers games.
She could just
a few maybe, but at the same time, he did have the highest passing rating of all quarterbacks this season. I'll give it to you. maybe it's the bias in me, but I felt like Cooper Kupp deserved it, bro. You got the triple crown as a receiver.
Like, he got enough. I also feel like Cooper Kupp shouldn't got the MVP of the damn Super Bowl.
Why?
Bro. Why?
That last drive says it all, bro.
I feel
like. And he did that, like, the fact that he was basically shut down for the whole first half, right? For you to come back and end up with 8 receiving yards or 8 receptions for 92 yards and a tub.
Yeah.
And we talking about in 2 drives.
That's the part right there.
You caught every single, like, literally you had the ball. They gave you the ball every play for a whole drive at the end. And nigga capitalized on all of them.
But Donald, like you said,
but Donald would have been the second choice.
That's who my first choice was.
But what did he do though? Like, he had one drive also.
That man had pressures.
But he had one drive that really stuck out. That was it. He stopped the run from first down, got the sack. But other than that, Donald was pretty shut the fuck down too.
In a way, yeah. But as we all know, he gets going more second half, which he did. They had, what, like 7 sacks whole game?
Yeah.
From defense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Donald had, what, like 2?
Maybe.
2.5. But that also comes with quarterback pressures, stopping the run, filling holes. Cooper Kupp did an amazing job.
Yeah.
Not taking shit from him.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's just more
apparent. It's just not the game. Like, he didn't fill the whole more of the game void, right? MVP of the game. He got those last 2 drives. It's like compared to basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say Jordan shut down all first half finals. Third quarter, he get going, put up like 10. Fourth quarter, put up like 25. Does he deserve it if Scottie Pippen had like 10, 10, 12, and 15
all
in that game?
Yeah, it's the wow factor, really.
Exactly.
It's the wow factor.
Yeah.
And like, damn, time. He did it again. Damn, he did it. Oh, he on the roll now. He on fire now.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah. But that's the reality of being a defensive player, though, also. Especially when you're on the defensive front.
Yeah.
People don't see pressures.
Nope.
They see who got to them.
Yeah.
But they don't see that, okay, you took on 3 niggas, pushed them back, and opened up this hole for the backer. Nigga
into the other D lineman.
Right. They don't see that.
That's my only argument.
Yeah, no, definitely. I agree with
that. And I'm a defensive guy, so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think Cooper Kupp is really, like, one of them niggas that's just, like, woo. Like,
no, yeah, he's for sure.
He can turn that shit on.
Yeah,
I've never seen that in football.
Yeah.
He did it last game.
He's different.
He caught every ball to wrap that motherfucker up.
Yeah.
He did it the game before that.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to get open, like, and he's not the fastest nigga out there.
Nope.
He's not the quickest.
Nope.
He's just,
he runs nice routes, knows how to get in and out.
He's like, this play, I'm doing this shit. Like, we need this, so I'm do it. He took a fucking hit, nigga. He took that helmet to helmet, bro.
I might have been driving during that time.
Took a helmet to helmet, got up, went and scored a touchdown. Like, what? What?
He is very different. I agree.
And they actually called it back. He caught that bitch, actually.
Mm.
He caught that bitch in the back end zone, went up for it, came down, took it to the head, bro. Bow! And I think it got called back for something. I think it was holding and a personal foul because of the helmet to helmet.
Mm.
Back to first down.
Yeah.
Replayed it down, right?
And then he came back, did it, right?
Came back, scored.
Yeah, yeah, right after.
Like, so it's like, bro, like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Nothing. What do you do?
Nothing.
It's fourth quarter, Cooper Kupp.
You can
it's
do.
Cooper Kupp time.
Yeah, like, you know what time it is.
So
everybody in the world knew, except for Eli Apple.
Yeah.
So are we talking about that nigga on here?
Bro, that nigga, man.
Should we even get that nigga any airtime?
Nah,
fuck him. Fuck that nigga.
Fuck him. Well, shit, what we got next, bro? All right. Next we got the Ungame. Chad's favorite segment.
Yeah.
All right. First one. If we were trapped on a deserted island and could pick one famous person to be with, who would it be? Gotta be somebody entertaining. Not even entertaining, just like seem like they cool as fuck to be with. Honestly, I'll pick Kevin Hart. I feel like this nigga, like, I don't know. I feel like that nigga would be cool as fuck to just, like, he'd be cool. He'd be funny. He, like, make a joke when they feel like you shouldn't be making a joke type yeah. shit. Like, so I'll fuck around with Kevin Hart. Not fuck around, but you know,
I know what you mean.
Pause.
I choose. My nigga Kanye.
Shit.
We gonna have a ball on that bitch, bro.
Hey, more power to you, my guy.
That nigga's smart.
Yeah.
So we gonna get off that bitch too. We gonna figure out a way. I don't know. I don't got nothing against Kevin Hart. That nigga
have a mental breakdown though.
Nigga, just go to that side of the island, nigga. Shit, if you tripping, go over there, my boy. Shit, bro, go do what you need to do over there. Shit, if you need to calm down, bro,
get
go.
Your mind right.
Yeah, go get your mind right. Come back when you ready to talk. If you don't want to talk, nigga, stay over there.
You might as well be by yourself then, nigga.
But when we do be talking, watch. We're going to get off that bitch.
You're going to be wearing a hot-ass mask and shit with holes in it.
Bring two, Kanye. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Bring two.
All right, next question.
If you had to pick, would you rather be an NBA baller, the mayor, a famous explorer, or a movie star? Why?
Oh, so we got NBA ball player, mayor, famous explorer.
I got mine.
Movie star. Go ahead.
I'm an explorer, my name. I'm gonna explore. I'm gonna just go see some shit. Shit, I might find Kanye. He's in one of the islands.
Oh shit. I'll go with the same thing actually. But I wanna add a word because it's kinda general. A famous food explorer.
Ooh, okay. I'm gonna add a word. A famous, I'll say like cave explorer.
Okay.
It's a lot of water surrounding. You go into caves and shit. It's a bunch of different shit.
Yeah, I feel that.
Damn. I like that you added a word.
Yup. Next one.
Who's a friend that means a lot to you and why?
I got a few.
Yeah, I was going to say. Same.
We'll say top three. Three? We'll not say we'll top say, three.
Yeah.
We'll three. Say three. So no favoritism.
Order. No particular order.
Yeah, no particular order. My sister. Lil Zozo. It's my ride or die. And yeah. She always gonna, you know, tell me how it is. And second, my nigga Tev.
Appreciate you, bro.
Cause like the conversations we have, nigga, is just like it's like always about life and this shit deep and like you can't do that with everybody. You like, know what I'm saying? Like
people consider it. We consider it just regular combo we have.
Mm-hmm. Right. And like just having somebody that you could be deep with, like you that person for me. So like I definitely, you feel me?
Appreciate that, man.
And then my nigga Jared, bro. Like so, like me and Tez, like conversations in our relationship is like we speak about life. We speak about what we want. We speak about what bothers us. Yeah. We speak about our downs, our ups. Me and my nigga Jared, our relationship had always been like, leave that shit elsewhere.
Yep.
This is us. We having a good time. Yep. We gonna live in this moment. Yep. And I love that, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, it's never, and like, we can speak about those things and like, speak about this, that, and the other. And like, you know, what's bothering me, da, da, da. And we always open to those conversations. But like, the real, like when we really get down to it and we together, it's really just like, nigga, we just chilling, bro. Like, it's the same dynamic as when we were fucking in second grade, fifth grade, fourth grade, first met, middle school, high school. Like, it's always just that comfortability and that, like, it feel like home. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's my nigga.
Yeah.
And that, like, yeah, for sure.
I say my three. Gotta put you in there, of course, my nigga. Even though niggas is like cousins more than friends. But we've grown our friendship, dog. Appreciate that shit for real.
For real. And then like a quick span, low key, like looking at like how big life is and like, you know what I'm saying? It's continually growing. So yeah. Absolutely.
I'll say a nigga ready. Probably like the friend I had loved for like the longest time. We met in like third, fourth grade. Didn't start going to school together till like seventh grade though. Niggas lived down the street, up and down the street from each other though. Damn their whole life. He's like the only us like, kind of like you and Jared relationship. We just come together, have a good ass time. We ain't got to do shit, dog. Right. We go get some food, nigga, exactly. And be cool in that type shit. You know? Yeah, we talk about like deep shit sometimes, but
that's not. It's the not. Main,
it's not yeah. the main thing that like main dynamic of the relationship, right? Mm-hmm. And niggas should go. Shit, months, years. Yeah. If it happens,
and without shit don't change. Bro, that's definitely me and Jared too.
Pick up right where we left off. At, you feel me? Like right back where we left off. And that has like same dynamic as my boy. Damn, I feel like I'm missing out. Homies, bro.
No, yeah. I was like, dude, I want to add two more. I was like, I'm just.
Nah, we just gonna keep rolling if we keep adding.
Right.
I gotta. I'm gonna choose my boy Chat. My boy Chapin. That nigga in New York right now though. Nigga working, but. Other nigga pick it up right where we left off, bro. Whitest motherfucker you ever meet. Mm-hmm. Looking.
Yeah.
Straight. Hang out with straight niggas, dog. Straight niggas. It's my boy, Chat, bro. Shout out my boys, man.
Oh, yeah. Last one. Wrap up the ungame. If a genie could grant you any three wishes, what would they be? What's the deal, Trav?
What up, nigga?
My nigga eating.
Man, late as fuck, of course. That's right. I'll say, damn, what the fuck do I want to like wish for? This is kind of harder than like what I anticipated. You got yours?
One, the home of my dreams paid off. Mm. Two, peace. Three, $20 billion.
$20 billion. Okay. I'll take like a billion. Just so it's like more type shit. But I still got all the money. I need my family, need my folks, need to be straight. But still just like.
I want 20 billion so I can share that shit. You could, so I can give niggas like.
How much I say? One?
One.
Give me two.
2 billion?
Give me two.
Nah, I say 20, man. I want to like be able to just literally just give niggas bread on the streets. Like I see a homeless person, and I see like, nigga, I want to give you 10,000.
That's here. My second one.
You feel me? Like,
get these niggas off the street, bro. Like, another wish is just like, well, fuck it, cause fuck the money. If this was the wish, money wouldn't even matter. Like everybody on this planet just can operate. They need something, they can just go into a spot and get it. You know, like. People working in there, they not working for money. They working to help people type shit, right? Mm-hmm. If you need some shit, just go up in the spot.
Yeah.
You don't got to pay for shit. So money in, not necessarily non-existent, but just not like on that pedestal that it's on as of now, right? To where
right.
The class is like, it's just one class, right? Third one, shit. All sickness that like my loved ones are like enduring. If anybody's sick, get rid of that shit. No sickness.
Mm.
Just health, good health.
That's fire.
Yeah.
That's fire. Straight out. Shit, let's start wrapping this motherfucker up, man.
Yeah, that's it, dog.
Lifestyle tip, advice, challenge, or shout out?
I ain't gave no challenge in a minute, bro. So I'm a challenge. I don't know what I'm a challenge yet, but I'm going to give a challenge.
All right. I want to just give a shout out to my loved ones for the support, for the love, for, you know, being ready to duke it out for me, for being there to listen to me, and for believing in me. That's my shout out.
I'm there.
To the kinfolk.
I got one. Because this shit is really real, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just the simple law of attraction, right? What okay. you put out, it's going to come back. So, challenge everybody, including myself, to do even more. Like, if there's anything in your heart that you really believe in type shit, like, speak that shit. And then you'll watch that shit come into fruition, bro, for real. I'll tell you some shit after. But
I needed that one.
Yeah, speak that shit, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, I needed that one for sure. Appreciate you, my nigga.
Yeah, of course, bro. That's what we here for.
Shit, mental state. Past 24.
Shit. Nigga, man, up. It's been good. Been hella good. Like 9.5.
Smooth.
Like 9.5.
I would say I'm at an 8. I feel like got an experience that, you know, that kind of was like reassuring. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can do this type shit. And shit, coming to record and then just, you know, being happy with just like what's in front of me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Contention.
Yeah. But not really contention because like I do got some work to do.
No, yeah. But like with what you have, what's around you right now, right. Being content with that. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. Do our discussions.
Yeah. I'm Tab.
I'm Bryce.
We out this bitch.
Gone.